decided to follow them. When they were still in the deep sea, the storm came in the deep sea, and it was difficult for them to continue. But Jesus Christ, who know our miseries and our trouble, even when he is away, he decided to go to them. And we are being told when they saw Jesus walking, the only thing that they could come up in their mind, they said it's a ghost. Yet this is Jesus Christ who was with them. They saw him feeding 5,000. They contemplated to make him a king. He authorized them to go across. But when they saw Jesus walking, yet they were in trouble. To them, what came up at one instant in their mind, they said, this is a ghost. The difference between the extraordinary and ordinary is only the word extra. They saw Jesus doing extraordinary. They had already witnessed him doing another miracle there of feeding 5,000. And even when they were compelled to go, Jesus connected with the Father to be given more power to do more. But when they saw Jesus, they were quick. They cried out, it is a ghost. They mistook Jesus. Why was it so easier to believe that they were seeing a ghost rather than Jesus? Why? At the back of their mind, they mistook Jesus, the one who had called them, empowered them, they have witnessed, but for them they mistook. They were with Jesus all this time, but they didn't know Jesus. And here is only one guy who even needed the clarification. If you are the Jesus, tell me to come. The other guys were seated in the boat. They were so frightened. And to them, it's a ghost. It's only Peter who walked on the water. When he decided to know, to get the consent from Jesus, and we are being told, he told Jesus, if you are the Lord, if you are Jesus, tell me to come. And it became time for Peter. There's nowhere recorded in the Bible of anybody who dared to walk on water. But Peter, after seeking the clarification, we are being told, he took God's timing. Lord, if it is you, tell me to come. When Jesus gave him the consent, Peter was able to replicate Jesus' miracle, and he was able to walk. And he walked on the water, taking first step when he was looking at Jesus. It was his time. As long as he was looking at Jesus, he was able to walk. Regardless of how many steps, as long as Peter was looking at Jesus, we are being told he was able to walk several steps. But when the focus left Jesus, the reverse happened. He started to sink. He said, it is my time. The other guys were seated there frightened. They could not make any move of Jesus who performed the miracle, of Jesus who came to them walking on the water, but they could not make. It is my time. Peter said, it is my time. Give me the consent. It is my time. I will do extraordinary. I will do the impossible if give me the permission. Am I talking to somebody? There comes a time you seek the clarification from the right people. Peter never clarified from the others. He asked Jesus, are you the one? Are you the one? And as long he was focusing unto Jesus, he was able to move several steps. But after he left the focus, and he felt like he has done the impossible, the guy started to sink. Obonyo, you have been called by the Lord. It is our time and your time to celebrate you. Obonyo, keep looking unto Jesus. If you look at yourself or seek the clarification from your fellow persons, Obonyo, you are going to sink. Obonyo, it is your time to seek the clarification from the Almighty. Are you the one? in the midst of the calamity and danger, Peter cried out. Even when he started to sink, he never called upon these people. There are some people, when they're in trouble, they call their mother and their fathers. Maito. But here, Peter, even when he started to sink, he still continued to call the name of our Master Jesus Christ. Obonyo, this is the first step to become a clergy. Obonyo, today we are ordaining you to be an elder to prepare you to a higher calling of a clergy in the church. Obonyo, remain focused unto Jesus. If you have some challenges, and I want to confirm, prior to my coming here, I was in Nairobi East, and Kariobangi South was part of my parish, and Kariobangi South is a very safe place. I was there. I was serving there. So, brother from Kitegera, relax. Our brother is okay. Kariobangi South, I was in Umoja, and Kariobangi South was one of our... Furthermore, it was even the presbytery headquarter. We were going there several times. So, Obonyo, if you've ever heard it, what was said, because I want to believe you never heard it, I want to tell the family members, Kariobangi South is a place, is a fair place for our brother to go there. It is given. Peter is the only disciple who asked Jesus, can I come to you? The rest of the team, God does not work with the multitude. And God, even in the midst of many other, he can narrow in to answer your prayer. You have no reason to be compliant with other people. You have to rise up to the occasion to be counted. Here we see Peter. He was with other disciples. But he's the only guy who really decided to seek the clarification. Many a times we are unable to rise up to to our time because you are comparing yourself with other people. In the book of Romans, do not conform. Do not match your life with other people. You may be in the same boat. You may be in the same family, but the Lord wants to speak to you. The Lord wants to respond to your prayer. Rise up to the occasion. It is my time. Tell your neighbor, it is my time. You may have been pushed so much by many issues. You may have heard many voices, like in this country. The weatherman was telling us there will be no rain. And some of us, we started to form a case. Because the weatherman is saying, what about today? Which voice are you listening? And there are many voices all over. But we should listen. I know the other guys were talking. They were talking when they were in this boat. They were talking. But Peter never listened to their voice. He said, it is my time. Remember, before Peter walked on the water, and even after Peter walking on the water, there is no other incident in the Bible recorded of any person who walked on the water. Why should you compare your case? Today the Lord wants you to make a record. Run to break your own record. You are not in competition with anybody. Where you are, desire to break your own record. Obonyo, today you are breaking your own record. You have been an evangelist. The Lord is uplifting you. Because many a times we compare other people, what they are saying, what they are thinking, and you are unable to make a move. When Peter was focused on Jesus, his faith was strong. The other disciples, none of them dared. They were seated there. Threatened. Are you going to be in that state for how long? For how long? You know what you are going through. The Lord is telling us, speaking to us, it is my time, it is my time. Peter as a character, he was really a unique man. You remember, we are coming from during the Easter, when Jesus was to be arrested. You remember Peter, what he did. He was a very unique fellow. Even after Jesus left, he is the one who also mobilized others to go to the fishing. Peter was a very funny character. But the Lord also continued to use him. And you remember even at one time, He was threatened by a small girl. He was told you belong to the company of that guy. You remember what he said. We are unique in our own way. Your uniqueness may not be recorded like Peter. But the Lord wants to take your uniqueness, the way you are, to make use of you. He said things that other people only thought about. It is my time. The Lord is calling upon us. You are in that family. You are in this church. You are in that working place. Remember, your time is coming. He was completely drawn to Jesus. He wanted to follow Jesus with his whole heart. As I bring this one to an end, brother and sisters, get out of your boat. If you want to be your time, get out of the boat. Peter said, it is my time. The next step was, he walked out of the boat. There is a boat that is holding you. We always see you here coming in. People, they also meet you in different setup. But are you ready? You cannot say it is your time and you are still in the same boat. He had to leave the boat. Waiting for God's timing is the answer. Obonyo from 1994. How many years from 1994 to date? When he accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior, God's timing has come. Your faith will be strong when you keep your eyes unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Many people talk about how Peter sank, but few people talk of the disciples who never left the boat. God does not work with the majority. The majority were left in the boat, but only one guy who left the boat is the one who is recorded here. Others, they are at resort, we are not told. Don't move with the crowd. They don't want to speak to you. Move. Tell your neighbor, get out of your boat. Just like Jesus grabbed Peter to keep himself, he is that close to us to hold us. Obonyo, the Lord who has called you to be an elder, the Lord who has seen it to fate for you to become a clergy, Obonyo, the Lord will hold you to the end. Him who started good works in us, he shall bring it into accomplishment. Let us trust in him. Faith in God includes faith in God's timing. And you cannot actually separate the two, the faith and the timing. Because that the allocated time may come, but you miss your faith. Those things go hard in hand. May the Almighty God minister to us. Let us run through unto Jesus. In what way are we like other disciples still in the boat? Jesus always comes to us in the storms of the life. Focus unto Jesus rather than your inadequacies. Focus unto Jesus. Deep in the sea, out of the boat, it is my time. It is my time. May the Lord make it clear for me and you to capture God's timing. And God's timing is the best that you can uphold to. Let us pray. Dear mighty God, continue to minister to us even through this act of ordaining Obonyo and Obonyo capturing his timing to go and serve you. And even for this succession and the presbytery, giving Obonyo opportunity to go to serve.